Yep.
We'll do it live. Fuck it. Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live. Fucking thing sucks.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at once?
That they are assaulting our children. They are assaulting your crotch.
Running to the phone, your dad is at it.
I like them French fried potatoes.
Well, that's because you're an idiot.
The knowledge banks of this human have been wiped clean.
Then there is what could only be a bizarre coincidence or something else.
Personally, I think Mama Cass said it best when she said, all the leaves are Monday.
Good evening. This is Matt Mann coming to you live from the Palatial Digs here in Bagwine, Ohio. Welcome to I'm With Stupid. And sitting next to me, as always, a mere 264 miles away, the irrepressible J-Man.
Hola, y'all. This is the J-Man coming to you, I think, maybe, if you can hear, live from my luxurious studios here in Redneckville, Arkansas. We are having all kinds of BTR-isms tonight. And, hey, that ticking noise stopped.
Well, that's good.
Well, it came back.
The flashing of the switchboard hasn't stopped, and it's kind of pretty, actually. Annoying, but pretty.
Wonderful.
And in fact, the host number that shows up on the switchboard, my phone number, it looks like it's written in Chinese. It's really neat.
And well, had I been
drinking all day, I would think it was me, but I know damn well I haven't, so I know it's BTR's problem.
Well, you could, if you turn the rest of the lights out and the Bagwine Digs and crank up some disco music, you could use the switchboard as a strobe light.
I was thinking maybe just cranking up Timothy Leary Is Dead. And take my glasses off, you know, with my 2800 vision, and it'll be supernova, man. I'll be cooking.
We got a few people in the guest room here.
Do we really? Because I don't know, Jay, because as you know, I'm not allowed to be in there.
Yeah, I know that. Or at least one of us isn't allowed to be in there anymore. Now we can only have one person in. And, of course, my switchboard does not flash. It does nothing. It just sits there, and I can refresh it manually. But that's it.
That this is the same thing it was sexy, doing. Actually.
Yeah, this is the same thing it was doing last Saturday at noon when we were on. And then at around 6 o'clock that night, BTR people tweeted that they had noticed there were some technical problems with the network.
It took them 6 hours to figure that out.
Yeah, okay. But the Curious Chris in the chat room says that he can hear us just fine. So,
very
rock
good.
And roll. I guess we'll hit with the shout-outs here. You want to do that
first? Oh, yeah, by all means, go right ahead.
All right, well, the first shout-out, it's the same shout-outs we do every week. The Dr. Anonymous, whose show Family Medicine Rocks, is here every Thursday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Time right here on this network. Talks about all kinds of different medical issues and health-related issues, stuff like that. Has great interviews, great show. So you should check that out. And every Monday night at 10 p.m. Eastern right here on this network is Music on the Couch with Mr. Vinny Bond, where he interviews independent, unsigned artists. And he is a tremendous interviewer, and he draws a big crowd, and you should check that out also.
Very
there
good.
We go. I'm getting good at that, aren't I?
You You've got that down pat. You are the man.
And we have
I'm giving
a,
you a shout out for doing shout outs so well.
Well, thank you. And we have a major announcement that we also need to make. Is that
yes,
not
we do.
Correct?
And by all means, go ahead
oh.
with that.
beginning Saturday, April the next Saturday, which would be April the 16th, April the 16th at noon.
I see
noon
you did
Eastern
your show
time.
Prep. You might
did.
Want to look up the date before you get on the air.
You know, I did, and I forgot it. I probably should have written it down. If only they had things, you know, that broke down the months, the days of the month into little squares, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I could. Anyway, Saturday, the 16th of April at high noon, is we will be moving the show to that day
yes,
and time. We will not be on Thursday nights late night anymore.
Thank God.
You won't have to stay up late. Yeah. You won't have to stay up late, and by you I mean we. We did our test on Saturday, and even though BTR was being BTR, and we had a bit of a smaller crowd there in the chat room, although it's not exactly not like we really filled the chat room tonight, but anyway, it was a much better time. It worked out better for us, and we were much more lucid. And
and by we, you mean me.
I mean Matt.
And actually, Jay, the chat room could be full, but we just don't see it because they're not showing up because BTR is screwed up. We could have 500 people in there and not know it.
That's true. There's no telling how many people are attempting to get in. And also want to do a shout out to people who are listening on their mobile devices. We know there's a number of those people who
they just
listen on their iPhone.
And the number is probably one.
Oh, no. We have a crowd that listens on the mobile devices.
Really?
They prefer not to hang out in the chat room. They like to keep a low profile.
So we have kind of a cosmopolitan audience.
Exactly.
Okay.
Listen on their fancy little handheld mobile devices, which they do everything except make phone calls with.
Yeah, exactly.
Which allows them to quickly Twitter, "Hey, can somebody tell me?" And then they ask a question, and then they'll say, "I'm on my phone. I can't Google it." I don't know why they can Twitter it, but they can't Google it.
I don't know why Mr. Clay Perry comes to mind when you say that.
I don't know. Of course, Clay will be wandering in here in the next 45 minutes or so. And I don't know when he'll. Hopefully he'll, you know, it won't take him more than a few weeks to remember to switch to Saturdays.
You know, as the switchboard here on BTR is going dead in front of my eyes, it's kind of appropriate since tonight we are talking about death.
We are.
And the lighter side of it, because for those of you who don't know, I lost a brother Tuesday, my second of seven brothers. Not that I'm looking for sympathy or anything, but we lost another one to Hodgkin's disease. And but we were thinking, you know, in spite of death, there's always some fun that goes along with it, isn't there, Jay?
There always is. There's always a lighter side to it. there's a lot of morbid humor that goes along with these situations because, you know, it's painful and it's difficult to get through, and humor allows people to get through it.
Oh yeah. It's a great coping mechanism. For instance, and if you want to know what the hell we're talking about and how it's funny, last year, March 27th, 2010, my BFF OSP, the lovely and adorable Schmoop, her mom died on her birthday. And from this day on, Schmoop always calls it Happy Dead Mom Day.
And you know, what a great move by her mother to die on her birthday like that.
Well,
you know, that
I'll
really,
some
parents could die on Christmas, and that would be kind of taking a shot at the whole family. But you know, to die on one of your kid's birthday though, that's pretty cold.
Yeah, she was more of a sniper. And I'll never forget. That morning, the phone call came at like 6 a.m., and as the phone rang, I said, Happy birthday, Schmoop. And then she got the call from her brother, and as she hung up, she said, Well played, Mom.
Mom got the last shot in that time.
And she's still laughing today.
Yeah.
I'll never forget a few years ago, Evel Knievel died. One of my boyhood heroes, when he tried to jump the Snake River in Idaho and all that, didn't quite make it, but yeah, he was great. And I always think of him, when Evel Knievel died, I can always think of him going up to heaven. And when he got there, you know, he was a headliner, for God's sakes. And the first thing they had him do, you know, he revved up his motorcycle and he jumped not one, not two, not three, but all 12 apostles. And it was the most.
Very impressive.
Yep.
I remember an interview with him where he talked about his firm belief that somebody had sabotaged his rocket cycle thing at when the Snake River attempt. But I always thought that was interesting. He was quite a bitter, angry man.
Well, yes, he was. But he found Jesus. And we're all good.
He did. That's right. And I have no problem with anger and bitterness. I intend to be an angry and bitter man in my latter years also. It all began when I tried to sign on to BTR tonight.
Yeah, it's not a good night. I'll tell you what, Joe. I'll tell you what, though. It could be picking up because we have a caller.
Well, let's take that caller.
Oh, I'm going to right away. 202. Hopefully, you're on the air.
Augusto here. All of a sudden, the sound went dead on the line, so I called in and thought I would listen in by phone.
Swell.
So you called in to listen?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Excellent. And we appreciate your calling, Augusta. So you're saying that there's no sound now?
Well, on my computer, the sound just went dead like 5 minutes ago. So, you know, I lost the whole thing. So any rate.
Well, terrific. Well, anyway, it'll still be recording. So the show hopefully will play in archives if it has gone dead for people, or maybe people can refresh and show will come back for them.
And the best thing, Augusto, when you listen in the archives, you'll get to hear yourself. But if your voice doesn't show up, that means you're a vampire.
Well, I'm glad you called, though, because with a game with a name like Augusto, you've probably experienced some pretty fancy funerals in your time.
Yeah, I have. Well, I have to admit, Augusto is a made-up name because my birthday is August 1st, so Augusto Uno is is my screen name for my birthday.
And which in Latin would mean the great one.
And wouldn't that be appropriate?
I don't know. We'll have to ask the ladies in your life and or men.
I think the ladies and the men in my life would concur. But that's just my opinion.
Holy cow, Augusto, as great as you are, we have another caller too, so you stay on the line.
My
We're gonna
goodness.
Have a party line. We're gonna have a party line right here, okay?
Party.
Okay. Very good. Let me take this call too. Don't go anywhere, Augusto.
I'm not going anywhere.
All right, 509, you're on the air with I'm with Stupid.
Well, hi, it's been a while. Yeah, I just figured out the Thursday night, and now this is the last Thursday, huh?
This will be the last Thursday. We're going to move to Saturdays, not this Saturday, because I will be grieving the death of my brother
mm-hmm.
on this Saturday. But next Saturday, yes.
Okay. I personally, on the West Coaster, I like the Saturday or the Sunday morning was a good time.
We loved it, but we can't do that anymore because of
That's a pretty religious hour. There's a lot of demand, I bet.
Well, the reason we quit doing it because I missed going to church on Sunday morning. So
there you go.
And they here,
there
you.
Was religion behind this.
Yeah, but they're
let's not
did.
Go there.
Yeah,
I have
Matt,
a lighter
was...
side of death story.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think the church would not miss Matt and his listeners showing up for services on Sunday morning. I'm just
I'll tell you what happened though. Matt was lying on the floor one night with an empty bottle of Wild Irish Rose next to him. And Jesus began speaking to him and said,
"An
empty bottle." And Jesus said, "Where have you been on Sunday mornings, Matt?"
Yeah, I felt bad about it.
You let him down,
the only
huh?
one who can get me. He's the only one who can get me to do anything.
So anyway, my lighter side of death story.
Nice.
I was just out of high school. One of my best buds and his family, I knew him well, and Swedish people up in Seattle. And the old man kicked. He had a heart attack, and the engineer, nice guy. Well, so they had this Swedish funeral in Ballard, part of Seattle. And it was the biggest party I was ever at to that point in my life. There was two live bands, it was an open bar.
Was ABBA there?
No. But the Dead were there. He was there. They had the guy. He was right there in the whole party, you know, with an open casket. And so anyway, I thought, you know, golly, maybe it's not so bad if you go out like this.
That's not bad at all.
Not bad at all.
I have to say, I heard the same thing. I didn't know if you said Swedish or sweetest.
Both. All of the above.
It depends on who you ask.
Yeah.
They all agree on the Swedish part.
Exactly.
Okay.
They were probably
well,
saying,
hey, I'm
going to
put you guys back
were...
on the speakers and hang up. Have fun.
Well, thanks.
Well, okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thanks for the story. Okay,
I think that may have been Mr. CC. I think that may have been Curious Chris.
I do believe it was.
I'll
that's
tell
an
you
excellent.
What, Jay, he did bring up a good point. Not a good point, but a good topic. He was talking about funerals. Now, when you expire, not that you ever will, because... You know, you're timeless. But if you ever do, how would you want to go out?
Well, I want it... I just want it to be painless. preferably,
well,
you know, in my sleep. I would prefer not to be one of the. I don't want to be one of those people that they say he didn't know what hit him, because that would suck. Go through all eternity, you know, trying to figure it out. But I haven't given a whole lot of thought of how I want to go. I hope that, you know, there are a couple of, you know, 18, 19-year-old cheerleaders involved.
The best way to go is to wake up dead, knowing that you had a wonderful night leading up to it, and then all of the people who love you show up for a celebration of life event with a lot of wild Irish rose.
Absolutely.
I know
he's got some ideas. I would like to subscribe to his newsletter. I would like. I do not want to be buried anywhere. I don't want to be stuck in the ground. I'm claustrophobic. I do want to be cremated, and I would like for my ashes to be used to develop the material that would be used in Miley Cyrus's thong bikini. Now, I have that in my will right now, but I will be taking that out. But I'll be taking that out probably about the time she turns 24, 25.
Because then, by then, she'll be getting a little long in the tooth, won't she?
Yeah. I don't think she's going to age.
And you'll be like 60, so it's just not a match.
Exactly. So I'll have to be updating that regularly.
Well, I know. I know you came across a friend who's become a new correspondent for I'm Was Stupid, and he's got some pretty pertinent thoughts on death and dying and funerals and all that, don't you?
He's a sponsor for us this week.
Yeah,
and he's got a whole new concept on funerals. And so we told him we'd run the ad. Oh, yes. Matt, why don't you go ahead and run that, because the switchboard won't let me.
That's right. I forgot about that. Okay.
Hey, gang. Fast Freddy Farmer here at Fast Freddy's Funerals. In this day and age of always-on-the-go, busy, busy, busy lifestyles, there's not enough time in the day to do everything, let alone new things that pop up, like funerals. Well, here at Fast Freddy's, we've solved that little problem. We've sped up the funeral process and made it a one-trip covers-everything process. That's right, folks. Viewing, cremation, funeral service, and paying your respects can all be done in 20 fast minutes. Here's how it works. We put the body on a conveyor next to the oven. Say the funeral starts at 10 a.m. You get there, you do a quick viewing, then at 10:05 we start up the conveyor, and as the dearly departed is passing through the oven being cremated, we do a nice, somber, 10-minute respectful memorial service. After that, we box up the ashes, and you can pay your respects once more on the way out the side door and back to your busy life. It takes 20 minutes, tops. Then we quickly set up for the next service. We turn them and burn them all day long, just like that. 20-minute services every half hour on the top and the bottom of each hour throughout the day. Hell, you could even attend more than one if you have to. But if you just absolutely can't possibly get away for a fast funeral, we've still got you covered. That's right, folks. The whole thing is on video, and it's broadcast live on the internet and then archived so you can grieve when it is most convenient for you. This is, of course, provided at a small fee, because Freddy may be fast, but he's not free. So, for all your respectful memorial needs, done quickly, don't forget Fast Freddy's Funerals, because you still have your life to live.
That is effing hilarious. Turn them and burn them.
You know, and I love his
you are a thick voice, and I love every minute of it.
I love his concept of the conveyor oven, you know, just like they have at Pizza Hut. You know, pizza just runs through the oven, comes out of the end, box it up.
I didn't think it was very funny. I thought it was kind of offensive. I told Jay not to air this, because it really offended me. And, well, you know.
Yeah, I think we'll have to reconsider how that offended you.
Yeah, well, I will tell you that when I came up with the concept, I ran it past my mother, and she thought it was really tasteless, so I knew I was onto something. And she goes, "That is really tasteless." And I'm like, "I'm doing it."
You knew you had a hit right there, didn't you?
That's right, boy. And I thought, well, we'll just see what Matt thinks about it. Then I heard Matt's intro, and I knew I was okay.
Oh, God.
As soon as you know for sure that you've offended somebody, you know you have a winner.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We try to offend, but sometimes people just refuse to be offended. So Matt...
And then, however, most times people are offended when they're not.
Oh, of course. So Matt,
go ahead, Mr. Augusto.
Don't you have a pretty good idea of how you'd like to go out?
You know, oh, yes, I do.
Glory?
You know, and it's going to tick a lot of my family off. I do want to be cremated, and I want to be put in an empty Wild Irish Rose bottle, and I want to be taken to party and to infinity. Here, and just set it on the table. Here's Matt. And I want people to blow their cigarette smoke onto the bottle.
Very nice.
I want to die as I lived.
Pass out at a party with cigarette smoke and
yeah, about halfway through the party they can lay me sideways on the table. Oh, look, Matt's down again.
And then one of the women can grab the bottle and put it down her pants.
Uh-huh. Put it in her naughty places.
Down in her happy place.
Or blow a little into the bottle and say, woo. I thought I was being kind of okay with deciding to be cremated and have my ashes sprinkled into the river to go out to the ocean so I could travel the world for the rest of eternity. But I have to say that the Wild Irish Rose bottle container for the ashes really steps up and blows that away.
Oh, it transcends everything.
Yeah, of course, you
said,
could.
I think I just said transcends.
We knew what you kind of meant. But Augusto,
oh, yeah,
you could
Irish
always have your...
Well,
I was going to say, Augusto could have his ashes put into a Wild Irish Rose bottle and tossed out to sea, and he could just float around the sea, and that way the fish won't eat him.
Nothing will eat him. unless it washes up onto the Somalia coast,
then you're in trouble.
One of the brothers will go, "Hey, Rose!"
I love this stuff. We have about a minute or so in live streaming.
You
so
boys are a riot.
Anything.
I absolutely love I'm With Stupid. I love it. Every minute of it.
We appreciate your support.
Yes, we do. If only we would get support from BTR, it would be nice.
Yeah, that would help. Plus, it would also help if you were athletes and you could have an athletic supporter.
You know.
That's a tired old joke, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes. But I assume you mean groupies.
But so funny,
that groupies would be great, too. But anyway, as our live stream is about to end, we want to thank everybody who's listening and remind you that the show will go on for another 15 minutes, so you can come back and listen in archives and hear the after show. And Augusto, you can, of course, stay with us if you like, if BTR lets you.
I like.
Oh, there you go.
Man. And
there's always a lull when you announce that, Jay, because it's like everyone's, okay, let's wait until the next 15 minutes comes up.
Well, we don't want to be, you know, actually go out during the middle of something really hilarious and leave everybody hanging.
It's kind of like a commercial break.
But if you leave them hanging, would they be well hung?
You know, you've really got some issues there.
You know, these are the type of things that we don't think of or talk about.
I am totally a pervy smartass, so those things just kind of pop out of my mouth.
Well, we're trying to keep this show above board and family.
Oh, yeah, right.
Nobody ever takes us seriously when we say that.
Where is that board? It's down on street level.
See, there you go again. Why do you have to go into the gutter?
I think I was following you.
Did you hear that, Jay?
I hear all kinds of things right now. Hey, you know who had a great funeral?
Who?
And I'm really envious of the funeral he had. Pope John Paul II. I mean, that was a nice funeral.
It was.
I like the part where I got up at 2 a.m. to watch it live because,
of
I don't know, I'm weird like that. I can't wait till Queen Elizabeth dies. I mean, that's going to be an awesome one.
You just want to see the carriage ride.
Oh, yeah. But I loved it when they, you know, they had the Pope.
John Paul does. Was moldy by the time they dragged him off of that table. The great funeral of the last decade was, as much as I didn't like him, Ronald Reagan. He had a fantastic funeral.
Well, as far as American funerals go, that was outstanding.
But yes,
they didn't bring Ronnie out on a big board for the entire crowd to yell and cheer for. And, like, you know, walking through the crowd. So
that's true.
So Pope,
that's true.
The Pope still wins on that one.
the Pope won that battle. But Ronnie, here in D.C., they paved streets so that his cavalcade could arrive on smooth pavement.
that was an excellent funeral.
What were you going to say, Jay?
No, I was just saying that, yeah, Ronnie's was an excellent funeral. I enjoyed it immensely. I enjoyed Nixon's a lot, too.
A lot of people did.
Exactly.
I am not a crook. God bless his heart.
Yeah. I remember when they were getting ready to have Nixon's funeral and Clinton was going to go and was going to speak. And I was at my dad's house, and my stepsister said, "Why is Clinton going to speak at Nixon's funeral? You know, he's a Democrat, and Nixon was a Republican." And my dad said, "He's just going to make sure they bury that crooked son of a bitch."
I would have said, "Why is Clinton going to speak? Well, there's a microphone.
There are TV cameras around. Are you kidding?"
Exactly. And Chuck Schumer's not there.
Well, maybe Chuck can speak at Bill's funeral. After the hot Asian chicks that Bill picked up.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, really, I would think an intern ready to give a blowjob would be more enticing to Clinton than a microphone.
I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah, exactly right, because it's the coyness, it's the plainness. It's he's got to win it.
In it,
I'll tell you what.
It.
I'll tell you what, Jay. I did have someone, and I cannot reveal this to you. I had someone ask me, why you like Asian women so much. My response was, it was a simple response. I said, it's the soy sauce. I saved the email, so I'll send it to you.
God, I'm going to
use
it.
There is that delightful salty flavor.
I am so going to use that wine. I may or may not credit you when I do.
There's a promo for you right there, but I got an email, and it has nothing to do with the topic, but, oh, my God, I laughed my ass. I almost fell out of my chair.
I don't know if my Asian girlfriend is listening to this show or not. But if you are,
she is, she's not your Asian girlfriend anymore, I'm guessing.
Well, she may not know she's my Asian girlfriend. She knows she's Asian, but she may not know the girlfriend part. But if she is listening, if you are listening, that is only semi-true.
Well, my second response was, it's because they look like kindergartners.
Oh, that's just not fair.
Well. Oh, my God.
But there is that wonderful hairless quality.
What? Oh, my God. No. Don't go there.
This show just took a very strange turn.
Oh, my God.
And isn't it kind of amazing that the show takes what you consider to be a very strange turn, since it started off on a strange turn in its very existence?
Yes, well, this show's taken a lot of strange turns.
Yeah.
This show is a strange turn.
And oddly enough, after that strange turn, I actually feel quite normal.
Well, you know,
Matt, there's no such thing as normal. There might be typical, but there's no such thing as normal.
Oh, yes, Augusto, there is.
You're just not it.
I don't even pretend to be normal, but there ain't no such thing as normal.
Uh-huh. Jay?
Well, anyway, that subject actually is something we'll be getting into in a future show a little bit. It'll be part of a future show.
And that'll be
you can take
2
that up on a future show.
That'll be on a 2 a.m.
What is the definition of normal?
Well, the subject of the Asian girls will be broached in a future show. Oh, God.
Well, it'll be on as soon as the Japanese figure their tsunami thing out.
Well, all of those Japanese girls will need to find husbands someplace, so they'll be ready and willing to go on eHarmony and find their ideal husband online.
Mm-hmm.
The old mail order bride.
Exactly.
And what they do, we're going to rock their world.
You know, maybe we'll maybe someday we'll have the guy from the blog, the American Women blog, whatever he's called, Boycott American Women blog that he has. Maybe we should have that guy on sometime.
Pearls of wisdom there, Augusto?
I'm sorry?
Any other pearls of wisdom?
I have no pearls. wisdom or otherwise.
Asian girls do.
Yes, they do.
They culture. I'm reaching.
Yes, they,
I'm reaching.
They do come from a culture where there are pearls floating around. So, knowing that our Matt-Man is the spectacular star of oral service for women, then I would bet that those Asian women would just go gaga for our Matt-Man.
I don't have to change my phone number anytime soon, do I?
Well,
because as
probably
you know, I
not.
It, so it's an international call now, so I'm fine.
You know, I thought about that, Matt, on Tuesday. I actually thought about, you know, what a great practical joke by your brother to die right in the middle of the best gag you've had running on your block in some time.
Oh, my God. I thought the same thing. I was pissed at him. I cussed him out. He doesn't even know it.
I thought, man, you had the great, you know, sovereign state gag running, and he interrupts the whole thing.
I know. I haven't even had a chance to contact the Chinese embassy. And I was going to put in for a passport. And we talked about the diplomatic plates. I didn't get to do that. No, you got to die, don't you? Thanks a lot.
I
have been laughing my ass off all week about the Bagwine secession movement for the apartment there. It's hilarious. It's absolutely effing hilarious.
Well, it was.
Well, everything's hilarious until somebody's dead.
I know. Freaking bastard.
Yeah, that's kind of a downer. Shame on him. How dare he?
It's like Maury Amsterdam moving the stool on Dick Van Dyke so he can't trip.
Took away the funniest part of the show.
Exactly. Oh, God. I can't get a break.
You guys are an effing riot. I love talking to you.
Yeah, well, we got about 2 minutes before BTR cuts it off, so we didn't get into the all of
I'll
the
tell
people
you what,
who,
though, Jay. Jay, if I had an iPhone, I would text from the funeral Saturday. It would be great.
And TwitPics. Oh, yeah.
I would text something like, yeah, he's still dead.
Just went by the casket. No pulse.
My sister got up. Y'all, she just butchered Matthew 9:17. Jesus Christ, you think the bitch could stay sober for a funeral?
Oh my God.
He's still dead. I love it.
Just like General Franco.
God. Oh my God. Any Franco reference is funny. But Jay, you should have said Generalissimo.
That's true. I didn't quite get the joke right, but
you made a faux pas. You didn't give him all he's worth. Okay.
Oh,
another
well.
great
Hell yes.
As it should be. Oh, yeah, my switchboard's still flashing.
Yeah, mine's still frozen.
Of course it is.
I should be joking.